It's now over 10 years since the process commenced. The Department of Education initially left it to the VEC back then to find a suitable site for three schools. And remember that the parents and teachers of Crana College, of Gael Scoilbhill Crana, of Clashtakinlowen, they had came together and agreed to locate on one site. That should have made it easier, that should have made it more cost effective. And here we are 10 years later. Now it's left with Donegal County Council to find a site. And, you know, it really is an outrageous situation. A deadline should have been set long ago in terms of the site. And there are options available to government when it's in the public interest, vital public interest, to find a location. That should have been done long ago.
Now, according to yourself, the Minister has also failed to confirm if he will meet with concerned parents and teachers. Has he given any indication as to why?
No, he's just confirmed that he has received an invitation from Donegal ETB, the Educational Training Board, to meet with him. Months later, he still hasn't said that he will meet with him. I'm demanding that he does that. I'm demanding that he meets with teachers and parents, that he listens to the challenges in the three schools. They are in sites that are not adequate or appropriate for education purposes anymore, or in terms of the growth of the schools. Indeed, the all schools now are very successful, and but they have ambition for their children and students for the future. And as I say again, they were generous in going for a three-school campus all of those years ago. Their generosity has not been rewarded, and indeed their patience now is exhausted.
From your own information, Senator, have you any indication or update in relation to those negotiations taking place for that securing of a site?
Well, you know, what I understand has been said to parents and teachers is that, you know, the government will look at, a compulsory purchase order, for example, if they cannot be successful in the negotiations. And this is what they've been saying. They've also been asking, you know, public representatives and others for a number of years now to hold back because, you know, it could impact on negotiations. And people did do that, including myself. We acted in good faith. We held back and waited and waited and waited. And at this point now, we can no longer wait. We expect government to do the right thing by the community in Buncrana and South Inishowen, because East School Service South Inishowen area, and we expect delivery, and we expect a site, and we expect these schools to have the future they deserve.